you may consider yourself rather progressive in your thinking. You may say, I'm not a traditionalist. I always want to do things new and on the cutting edge, and that's all wonderful. However, here's what you need to realize, that social scientists have proven in studying human behavior and beliefs and the way the brain works, your mental models are strongly conservative. And what I mean by that is that you don't want them to be challenged. And left unchallenged, they will cause you to see what you've always seen. Your mental model is very conservative as it relates to what it sees. And if you leave it unchallenged, and remember, we already established the fact that we, at a deep level, see change as loss. So your mental model is designed to keep you in a place of maintaining the status quo unless you make the necessary shift. And if you fail to make the change, you don't move forward into the future. So left unchallenged, your mental models cause you to see what you've always seen. The same needs, the same opportunities, the same results. And because you see what your mental model permits you to see, you do what your mental models permit you to do. This is so important because you've got to get this. Your mental model, when you refuse to challenge it, causes you to see what you've always seen. Same needs, same opportunities, same results. You've heard the expression, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. If you want different results, you have to use a different method. You know, one of the things that's been so intriguing to me as I travel, particularly in light of where we have been in this last season, is how many large retail corporations that you once thought controlled the market in their expertise have gone belly up, and now in almost every mall in North America, stores that once were the anchor stores no longer exist. You ever wonder how come? I believe Peter Senge has it right. They've stopped being a learning organization. They stopped challenging their mental models, and when change was taking place in the culture, they kept saying, we'll keep doing what we've always done because this has been successful, not realizing that something changed. You know, when I was in Vancouver, British Columbia years ago, a dear friend of mine invited me to speak there for a conference. And he said, Mark, I want you to invest in an upcoming opportunity, and I think that it's going to be very successful. I want you to see if you can put together a few $1,000s because we're getting involved in investing in a company that's going to sell gourmet coffees for between $3 and $4 a cup. And I looked at him and I said, Bob, I said, who in the world is going to pay $3 for a cup of coffee when you can get it at the local supermarket or the coffee shop for a quarter or 50 cents? I said, I am not going to invest in some harebrained scheme like that. Well, you've heard the fisherman tell the story of the fish that got away. I missed an opportunity to get involved in you know what, Starbucks. And the reality is that when we refuse to change, the world changes around us and leaves us behind because our mental models are so strongly conservative that they cause us to see what we've always seen. And when we leave them unchallenged, the future moves forward without asking our permission, and we lose out. And I can tell you there are businesses that no longer exist that once dominated their niche market in the North American culture. And I'm sure we could repeat that in the culture of many of the other parts of the world. Because if you refuse to change and the world around you is changing, you're going to become irrelevant in the process because you wanted to stick with the status quo. And the status quo needs to be challenged on a regular basis because nothing ever stays the same. Everything is changing. Someone said years ago, you can never step into the same river twice. How come? Because the river is constantly flowing. And so whenever you step into that river, you're dealing with a whole new paradigm, because the water you stepped into previously has already passed you by. And so